We're joined by Kerry Crichton, Development Officer for the Food for Thought Education Fund. What is your favourite thing about SLF?
Scottish Learning Festival. I really like it. It's a bit like going to get inside Google because there's people there who know lots of different things about all areas of the curriculum and lots of thought-provoking ideas.
What are you most looking forward to seeing or hearing at this year's Scottish Learning Festival?
I've booked onto a variety of seminars. I think there's some things about Lego, there's some good literacy ones, and a good range of health and wellbeing ones that our team will be supporting.
Are you involved at this year's Scottish Learning Festival?
Yes, I'll be there on the Education Scotland stand for anyone to come and ask questions about any area, and we'll direct them to the person who knows best. And also, my colleague Lorna has a stall for Food Education Partners, and I'm delivering a workshop, a seminar on the Wednesday morning around the Food for Thought Fund, where schools can come and find out about from schools who had funding this year, what they did with their funding and ideas that they can take back to school.
Why is it important for practitioners to attend the Scottish Learning Festival?
I think it's really good to get some time out of school to come and speak to other teachers about what they do, about the things, the resources they've used, and just get that time and space to think and meet other people and hear from people with really interesting practice.
How will Scottish Learning Festival benefit practitioners?
They will be able to go away with lots of ideas, and I've done some networking, made some contact with other people who can support them in their role, and lots of pens as well, free pens.
And what seminar or keynote speech are you most looking forward to hearing?
There's one with Sir Bill Gammell, who is going to talk about champions in sport, and I think that's going to be really interesting. We're going to have some athletes there, particularly of being Commonwealth Games year. I think that's going to be really culturally relevant, and I think it's going to be a really interesting session.